Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
Urdhvamoolam adashakam ashvattam prahuravdayam dupars chandansi yasya parnani natvam veta saveda yastvam veta saveda veta. He says, you know, like this, the world is like a upside down banyan tree. And tree actually, it's an ashvatta, it's a peepal tree, but you can liken it to either one, a really large, a big tree. And the example I've given that when we're standing at a pond or a lake or by the river, and we see the trees reflected and then we see them upside down. The branches are hanging down and the roots, and so in a sense, and then he goes on to say, its roots are up, sourced in the infinite. In other words, up, when we look up, there's the infinite. That we did, it's hidden, it's invisible and infinite. It's not, the sky is not the limit. Sky is the limit. Sky really isn't the limit. Sky is just a ceiling. It's just reflecting the dust particles and all of that. There's infinite beyond that. And what that infinite is invisible, is hidden to us. All material, all the planets and the stars and the galaxies are just a tiny, tiny fraction of that infinite just hanging in there that we call matter or substance. So various interpretations, there's this spiritual interpretation of it also. And so we visited that already. Urdhvamoolam is taproot, is upward. It's sourced in the infinite. It's sourced in the eternal truth. It's stemming from, it's coming from. Adashakam, the branches are spreading downward. Ashvattam prahura, this is the ancient tree. Prahur is, no one knows how old this is. Avyayam, and it just grows, it never reduces. This sansara, the world as we know it, scientifically it is said that the universe is ever expanding, right? The Big Bang, the laws of thermodynamics will inform that entropy of the universe is ever expanding. The disorder, scientists like Einstein and Newton said the disorder is ever increasing. Everything is just going apart, not coming together, essentially. And in a nutshell, in the first shloka, it said this avyayam, this doesn't reduce, it only grows. That tree, which is the material manifestation of the planet. The one who fully understands it, yastvam veda savedavit, the one who fully comprehends it as is the one who is known the truth. It was the first verse. And then goes on to describe like what the branches are, Veda, this, that, and our tendencies, guna pravruddha, vishaya pravala, our different tendencies continue to nourish it. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, this, so we've gone over that when we did the 14th chapter. Then he says, it's hard to, no one can fully understand this. Even the world, forget the infinite. And so rather than trying to fully understand, fully control, fully regulate, big personalities like Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashyap, Ravana, Duryodhana, and others, Bali, the good and the bad, they've all tried to really conquer and suppress all of it, but no one is able to. And even through Jnana, Vishwamitra had tried through Jnana to understand it. It's impossible. The only way to actually asanga shastrena dridhe nichita, the only way to stay detached from it, it entangles. He says it's like a thick forest. You can only get lost in it. You can never actually come out of it. This tree is so spreaded, this tree of sansara, the world, worldly matter, right? Who knows how long we've been transmigrating, is janam, so is janam, is janam, so is janam, and all that. No matter what we amass, no matter how many degrees, diplomas, houses, all that, the forms, there is no end to it. The only way to get to the truth that it is stemming from, if we just stay entangled in this, we'll just stay here, is asanga shastrena dridena chitta. The only weapon with which you can cut down this tree, which you can get rid of this, is asanga, detaching. Sangha is associating, association. And the shloka that we will start today with actually focuses on that part of it. Sangha is association. And it's saying that you disassociate. There's no other way of getting rid of it. There's no other way of leaving this. It is not possible. to completely, like, you disassociate. Asanga Shastra is weapon.
Yeah, in fact, he's uplifting that this is how it is, right? First, he starts with it. To your point, setting this, I loved it. That framing, exactly right, Sanjeeva. I mean, for a smart one, you would just say, okay, great, got it. I mean, this is all messed up. It's exactly the opposite. If it is upside down, it's not going to survive. So, but then because we get entangled in it and we're not able to, and we don't even know that we're trying to get rid of it, we're trying to leave it. So the only way to do so is asanga. And that's really important, disassociation. So association is very important. What do we associate with and what do we not associate with? Right? Here, this clear instruction is disassociating from samsara. And I think we touched on it the last time, that it's not possible really to fully detach, run away from samsara.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.